Axios, Democrats, the party of upscale voters as GOP embraces working class. By John Binder on July 13, 2022. Democrats are quickly becoming the party of upscale voters. While Republicans set their sights on a populist multiracial coalition of working class voters, Axios details. In a seismic political realignment. According to Axios, which cited a New York Times/Siena College poll, Democrats are now most favored by white college-educated Americans as Republicans are increasingly favored by the nation's non-college-educated voters and Hispanic Americans. Democrats are becoming the party of upscale voters concerned more about issues like gun control and abortion rights. Republicans are quietly building a multiracial coalition of working-class voters. With inflation as an accelerant, Axios's Mike Allen reports. Dems' fortunes are bolstered by a slice of well-off socially liberal voters who disapprove of Biden's performance, yet reliably support Democrats for other races. Emphasis added. The realignment has become increasingly clear as former President Trump has massively bolstered the GOP's support among working and middle-class Americans with an economic nationalist agenda encompassing tighter labor markets, reshoring manufacturing, reducing immigration, and a restrained foreign policy. That agenda is hugely favored by a large block of the American electorate. In the first quarter, for example, Trump's fundraising committee raked in $9 million from small-dollar donors who gave less than $200. Meanwhile, a much smaller share, just $1.8 million, came from donors who gave $500 or more to the committee. Under President Joe Biden, Democrats have shifted away from pocketbook issues of inflation and mass immigration toward social justice causes like the promotion of transgenderism, critical race theory in education, gun control, and abortion rights. The result has been a move among Hispanic Americans and other non-white college-educated voters toward the Republican Party with its midterm election focus on inflation, the cost of living, and record-setting levels of illegal immigration that have flooded the United States labor market. In the Ohio Senate race, the realignment is clearer than ever. Republican J.D. Vance is running against Representative Tim Ryan, D.O., by noting that Democrats and multinational corporations share the same preferred policy positions. Vance is also looking to push the GOP toward a populist agenda that takes on the excesses of big businesses, reining them in with antitrust measures, to level fairness in markets and boost small and medium-sized businesses that have dwindled as a result of industry monopolies. Republican Blake Masters, running in Arizona's Senate GOP primary, has taken on the issue of single-income households as his main fight. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, has made a similar pitch. In a March speech, Cotton called on Republicans to be the party of less immigration and more labor protections, guided by the economic interests of working and middle-class Americans. Our economic policies should enrich the lives of Americans in this generation and the next, Cotton said. We must rebuild an economy that works for all citizens, especially the forgotten men and women left behind by decades of open borders, unfettered trade, and globalization. Such populism is again being embraced by GOP voters. In Georgia, a vital swing state, Republican primary voters recently took to the ballot box and overwhelmingly said they backed government restrictions on big tech corporations violating free speech and sports associations promoting transgenderism, as well as an elimination of the corporate-preferred randomized legal immigration system. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.